What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
How important is it for you to disconnect sometimes just for your mental health?
It's a lot of negativity out here. So I don't understand why we have so much hate for each other mm-hmm. when you should be happy if you're successful. Mm-hmm. I've never been angry, never been upset at somebody else's success. I'm always celebrating it. Mm-hmm. And I have to disconnect because
hey, y'all. Hey, beautiful people. Hey, beautiful people. Yep, it's me. It's been a minute. I know. But welcome back to another Moment with Joy, your intimate sanctuary for healing. And y'all already know what time it is. It's our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred space. And if this is your first time, I am your host, Joy River. And today we are diving into a profound topic about the art of disconnecting and nurturing your inner peace. And before we get started, I want you guys to listen to what some pretty dope people had to say about the subject. Hey, I'm Joy River, and we're here at the TSP conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm just asking people general questions about mental health, disconnecting, well-being, and all of that. So let's go.
Would you rather take a break from social media for a week or stay connected online?
So I can definitely take a break from social media. Like, I don't have to be on Instagram or Facebook or any of the things. My biggest thing probably would be playing Wheel of Fortune or Tetris on my phone because I'm an old lady and I like playing Wheel of Fortune on my phone.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I would rather take a break. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm a business owner mm-hmm. in addition to being a therapist. And if I didn't have a business...
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm always disconnecting because, you know, think about it. It's a lot of negativity out here. So I don't understand why we have so much hate for each other mm-hmm. when you should be happy if you're successful. Mm-hmm. I've never been angry, never been upset at somebody else's success. I'm always celebrating it. Mm-hmm. And I have to disconnect because we don't celebrate each other enough. Mm-hmm. And that's what me and Snoop is doing. We're two brothers that come from nothing that's saying, you know what, let's get into something else. If we got into something negative, we'd be the biggest thing in the world.
True. Y'all, it feels incredibly rejuvenating to be reconnecting with each and every last one of you after taking a much needed break from the digital world. As many of you know, and some of you don't even know, you probably didn't even realize, but I recently embarked on a month-long journey of disconnecting for the sake of my nervous system and my mental health. I did it to get back to me, to get back to my voice and my needs, and this time away allowed me to rediscover the tranquility of the present moment and to cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace. Today, I want to share the invaluable lessons and insights I gained from the experience. In this modern world, we are constantly bombarded with digital stimuli, okay? From social media notifications to the endless streams of information, I mean, coming from everywhere. While these connections can be enriching, they can also disrupt our inner peace and our mental well-being. So today, we're going to explore the value of taking a break from social media and how it can lead to inner peace, improved mental well-being, and increased mindfulness. I personally experienced the transformative power of disconnecting from the digital noise and reconnecting with my inner self. The stillness that follows is truly profound. Okay? It allows us to rediscover the beauty of the present moment, to just breathe, and to cultivate self-love and self-care. Okay? So where do I even begin? Okay? It's been a long month. Beautiful month, but long. But let's start with the value of disconnecting. When we step away from the digital world, we create space for introspection and self-reflection. We allow ourselves to be fully present in every moment, free from distractions, okay? Free from comparison, free from people's view of me. Come on, free from comments that aren't so nice. Free from the feeling of having to be doing something all the time. I needed to balance it all, and disconnecting allowed me to do so. This simple act can work wonders for your mental health and your emotional state. I'm telling y'all, so take a break sometimes. Now, let's talk about practical strategies of finding balance in this digital age. One powerful approach is to establish technology-free zones or times in your daily routine, okay? Whether that's dedicating the first hour after waking up to mindfulness practices or setting boundaries around social media use in the evening. These intentional pauses can create space for inner peace to flourish. So when I wake up, I make sure I go walking and I meditate. My alone time has become king, okay? I get to focus on me. I get to focus on what it is I really want and what it is I really need. It's easy for us to just wake up and just start tapping in all social media networks and platforms. And having a podcast, I was constantly checking and responding to you beautiful people, posting and deleting and blocking, okay? Block button zone. Anyway, so I was, you know, there are certain things that you have to do to keep your mental health in check. And I was deleting and blocking a lot. And I woke up every morning having to do that, right? And my month away gave me a much needed breath of fresh air. Now I'm back, calmer and more clear-minded. Setting that time in the morning for myself was a game changer for me. So I offer that gift to you. Balance the time. Set a social media schedule. Unfollow the pages that don't improve your mental health or align with what you want for yourself. It will change your whole entire life. Here on the couch, we focus on healing in every way, including our finances. Financial peace of mind is important to me, and that's why I bank with Chime. Chime is an award-winning app and a debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums, y'all. And y'all know we need that. It's the banking of the future since it's 100% mobile and online. Chime offers a ton of awesome features. Users get fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but way better. You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. Come on, y'all. They have automatic saving features where you can automatically save a percentage of your paycheck, or you can round up your purchases made with your debit card and save that amount. There are no hidden fees or no monthly minimums. This is a steal. Y'all, start banking with Chime today. So, sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TCWJ. That's chime.com/TCWJ. Okay. Another strategy is to engage in activities that promote mindfulness and self-care. Joy, what is mindfulness? When you're aware of your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and everything else. This could be anything from meditation. Some of you guys know how to do yoga. If you don't, but whatever you feel like makes you feel good. Spending time in nature or engaging in creative pursuits. By nurturing our passions and hobbies, we reconnect with our true selves and find peace in the present moment. What do you like to do? What keeps you tapped in and turned on? As a content creator, this is hard because we have so many things to do. We have deadlines, okay? And we want to breach those deadlines and we want to be, visible to our community. But seriously, you guys, find something that keeps you feeling joyful. drawing, gathering with friends, crocheting. I got a lot of friends doing crochet these days, and it's beautiful work. Picking up a class that you've been thinking about signing up for, go sign up for the class. My time away, I was able to do things I love to do, and I had time to do them. And I created space for me to just breathe and feel good, okay? Not pressure to show up when some days I just didn't feel like it or didn't have the energy to. So this is for everyone, but especially my creatives. This next thing I'm about to say, I need y'all to listen to me real close. Before and during my break, I had to overcome the feelings of guilt. They need me.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I have a million emails to respond to. Emails I ain't even seen yet. But they need me. But I needed me more. And y'all, I felt guilty, guilty, guilty. Because I love y'all. I do. I love responding to you guys. I love helping you guys navigate through different situations and experiences. And it's not going to stop. But I needed a moment to breathe, right? I felt guilty about it. So, my loves, taking a break from social media and other responsibilities to focus on your mental health is a decision that should be commended, not something to feel guilty about. And here are some reasons why you shouldn't feel guilty for disconnecting from social media for your mental health, okay? And these are reasons that I found as I took my month off. Self-care is important. Just as you wouldn't feel guilty for taking a sick day to care for your physical health, you shouldn't feel guilty for taking time off to care for your mental health. Mental health is just as important as physical health. And taking the necessary steps to care for it is crucial. So what are we going to do? Prioritize our self-care and don't feel guilty about doing it. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. They all go hand in hand. Number two, set boundaries. Okay, set boundaries. And it's healthy to set boundaries. It's important to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. By disconnecting from social media, guess what you're doing? You're setting a healthy boundary and giving yourself the space you need to recharge and focus on your mental health. Okay? That's what we're doing. Number three, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And that's where I found myself, empty. And I'm being very vulnerable with you guys because I really want you to know the truth. And I got to a place where my cup was empty and I needed time away. And that's okay. So don't feel guilty when your cup gets empty. Especially us. I know how to fill my cup. I just didn't have time to do it. Okay? And as a podcast host, my creativity and my energy are essential to my work. Taking a break to recharge and refocus can actually benefit your art, writing, your podcast, your painting, whatever you do. It will benefit when you can have time to refocus and recharge. As long as you come back to it renewed and recharged with this beautiful energy and fresh ideas, okay? That's what this time away allows you to do. Come back stronger. Come back clear. Come back a bit calmer, okay? So what we're going to do? Do not pour from an empty cup. We're going to start taking time to get our cup back full. Four, set the positive example. This is what happens. This is why you take time away and don't feel guilty. okay? Because you're setting the positive example that, yes, everybody needs a break no matter what you do. By prioritizing your mental health and openly discussing the importance of taking a break when needed, you set the positive example for your listeners and others in your industry. This can help reduce the stigma around mental health and encourage others to prioritize their well-being. Okay? So it's okay to take that break. And I don't care what type of leadership role you're in. Every leader needs to breathe. Every leader needs to have a time where they can step away and just be themselves. Every person that's helping everybody else and loving on everybody else and pouring into everybody else needs to turn that around to themselves and give it to themselves at some point. And of course, I was definitely like, they need me. I can't step away. And I said, yeah, Joy, yes, you can. You need it. Your mental health is at stake. Your peace is at stake. So do it. I encourage you to take a break sometimes and come back with a renewed mind. Mm-hmm. The benefits of disconnecting from social media for your mental health are numerous. So what are we going to do? What does it do? It reduces stress and anxiety. Social media can be a source of stress and anxiety for so many people. And taking a break can help reduce these negative feelings and give you space to focus on positive and uplifting activities. What else does it do? It improves your sleep. Tell me about it. Okay? It improves your sleep. Constant exposure to social media can disrupt your sleep patterns. Disconnecting can help you get a better quality of sleep, which is crucial for your mental well-being. Because you know, as a content creator, I promise you, I would be waking up. Oh, I got to respond to them. Oh, I got to make sure I get this done. Oh, I got to. It was just a lot. And the anxiety would follow me to bed. I can't even sleep because I'm thinking of all the things I got to do when I get up. Go to bed and have peaceful sleep, okay? It's good for your mental well-being. Number three, it increases your mindfulness. Stepping away from social media allows you to be more present in your own life, in your own life. Because social media, we'd be so present in everybody else's life. Doing what they do, and stepping away allows you to be present with yourself, okay? And engage in activities that promote mindfulness, such as meditation, spending time in nature, and saying thank you, making sure you're recognizing all the beautiful things that God has given you. And stepping away from social media allowed me to do so. And guess what else it did? It enhances creativity. Taking a break from social media can free up mental space and allow new ideas to emerge. You may find that you are more creative and inspired after disconnecting. That idea that you've been holding on to, but you've been doing too much of the other stuff, doing this with your finger all day. What are they doing? What they got going on? Dang, she put out a book. Oh my God. You can actually focus on your ideas and the things that God has given you to manifest in this physical realm to help the collective. Okay. What else? Remember. Taking care of your mental health is priority. It is okay to take the time you need to focus on your well-being. And by doing so, you are investing in a long-term ability to continue creating meaningful content for your podcast. You'll be making meaningful paintings, writing meaningful songs, all the things, writing these books. And you can positively impact the lives of your listeners, your readers, your viewers, everything. So what are we going to do, beautiful people? What are we going to do? We're going to start setting boundaries with technology. We're going to designate times or days to disconnect from social media and these devices. Okay, we're going to engage in mindful practices and activities, meditation, deep breathing exercises to anchor yourself in the moment. We're going to cultivate self-love and self-care. We're going to prioritize activities that nurture your soul and nourish your soul, such as journaling, taking baths, or indulging in your favorite hobbies. Okay? And guess what? Affirmations for daily use. We're going to start saying affirmations, especially when you're taking these breaks and the guilt starts to rise up. These are things that I was telling myself. I said, I am deserving of inner peace. I choose to prioritize my well-being, and I am present and connected to the beauty around me. I will no longer feel guilty for wanting my mental health to be intact. You got to reinforce these affirmations and keep going. Do it for you, okay? And if y'all are looking for ongoing support and inspiration, I invite you to join our vibrant online community where we share insights, resources, and encouragement on the journey to self-discovery and healing. Together, we can create a space for nurturing our inner peace and well-being, okay? So thank you for joining me again. And it's been a minute, y'all. But thank y'all for keeping up with me. Thank y'all for coming back. Thank you guys for showing love in a DM and checking on your girl. Because y'all definitely was like, where are you? And I appreciate it all. I appreciate all the love. And I'm back. And I'm ready to tackle this next season with love and care and all the things. So thank you for joining me today as we explore the art of disconnecting and nurturing our inner peace. And remember, you have the power to reclaim your peace, your tranquility, and foster a deep connection within yourself. So until next time, may you find inner peace and moments of joy in every step of your journey. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.